Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We hope you will be blessed as you listen to this message. May God be with you.
Come on, Jesus. I'm sold out.
We are going to read, and we are just going to, you know, go through the scripture word by word. I feel in my spirit that something heavy is coming. Hallelujah. And the Bible tells us, in fact, Mom Ruti, I see they gave you the mic. Who's reading? Read for me Matthew chapter 5. I'm not sure which verse. Maybe start from about verse, I don't know, 9, somewhere there.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 9.
Just check. I want the one that says, you are the salt of the world, you are the light of the world. It's in chapter 5. I'm just not sure of the verse.
Verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
It says, you are the salt of the earth.
You are the salt of the earth, yeah?
But if the salt have lost his savour,
if the salt has lost its savour,
wherewith shall it be salted?
Wherewith shall it be salted?
It is henceforth good for nothing.
It is henceforth good for nothing.
But to be cast out,
mm-hmm,
and to be trodden under foot of men.
Mm-hmm. Jump to where it says you are the light.
Ye are the light of the world.
What verse is that?
Verse 14.
14.
Mm-hmm. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid.
Amen. As a believer,
John O'Colloard,
you know, just yesterday or the day before,
izolo noma kuthangi,
I bumped into a video on social media.
Ngihlangabezane nevideo lapha kwa social media.
And I saw a man standing face to face with a wild elephant. Elephant is huge. Some years ago, we went to the national park there in
Nelspruit. National Park.
And almost every tree
zonke ihlahla
was bent or falling over.
Zayigobile ziphuka.
So we asked the tour guide,
siyabuza waye khona,
what's happening to the trees?
Kwenzakalani lapha ehlahleni?
And he said, it's the elephants.
What indlovu?
They just knocked them over.
Ivele ishayeziwe.
You must go try and knock over a tree and you will see that.
Ungahamba nawe uzama ukushaya ihlahla.
You will sweat and nothing will happen to the tree.
Uzojuluka kukho kuzokwenzeka ehlahleni.
So this man was standing face to face.
Le ndoda yayimile bebhekene.
And the elephant charged him. And he also charged the elephant. Now, remember, it's a wild elephant. Not the ones that they ride on, and a wild one. To my surprise, when the guy charged the elephant, as big as it was, it stopped. It became afraid.
Yasaba.
And the guy charged it more.
Indoda yaqhubeka sondela.
And the elephant ran away.
Indlovu yabaleka.
I said, wow.
Ngathi ew.
This is a clear revelation.
Lokhu yisambulo esihle.
Of a devil and a Christian.
So Satan nomzalwane.
No matter how big the devil may be.
Noma ngabe uSathane mkhulu kangakanani.
Because of he that is in you.
Ngoba yena muhle.
Recently, I had a dream. And I saw some people running from something. And I realized they were running from a lion. So they ran to where I was. And this lion was black all over. And I stood face to face with the lion. And it roared. I don't know why, but I decided to roar also. And when I roared, it was like someone was standing behind me. Because my roar was even louder than the lion's roar. The lion became afraid. It had a, you know, the male lions have that hair. That hair fell off. It changed color. The lion became white and it ran away and jumped to another house. And I said, this is the power of a Christian. Now, with this great power that you and I have, are you understanding?
Yeah.
There's also some responsibility that we have. Jesus said, we are the salt of the world. One of the things that salt does is to preserve food. To preserve it, to delay the process of rotting. To delay the process of decay. Hallelujah. Yeah. So salt delays the process of decay. Hallelujah. Why are people leaving the church and why are they coming and stopping at the gate? Just check that lady. She came and turned around. So it stops the process of delay. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Of decay, I mean to say. Now, this world, if you can read for me Romans chapter
8.
I had not planned to say what I'm saying, so let me quickly find the verse. Read from verse 18.
Romans chapter 8, verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us.
Mm-hmm.
For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God.
The creature there, he's talking about creation. Creation. So things that are created in this whole world, animals, trees, anything that is created that we see in Genesis chapter 1. It says that there's an anticipation. It's like that they are longing for. Do you understand? Keep reading.
Verse 20. Uh-huh. For the creature was made subject to vanity.
The creature was made subject to vanity. Yeah.
Not willingly,
uh-huh,
but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope.
Uh-huh.
Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God.
Hallelujah. In other words, creation has become corrupt. Everything slowly but surely is dying. Everything slowly but surely is being corrupted, and the corruption is growing, becoming worse and worse and worse. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So you and I,
mina nawe,
as children of God,
njengabantwana baNkulunkulu,
we have a responsibility.
Sinomthwalo.
Okay? To be the salt.
Wokuba sibe usawu.
So we cannot stop the decay.
Ngeke sime.
Only God has the power to do that. And he will do it at a later stage. But God has given us the responsibility to delay it as much as possible. Are you understanding? Now let's read for me. Let's now go to 1 Timothy chapter 2 from verse 1. Let's get into the message now.
1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life.
So read up until verse 8, then we'll come back and break it down.
And peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time. Whereunto I am ordained a preacher, an apostle, I speak the truth in Christ, and lie not, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and verity. I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting.
Amen. Put your hands together for the word of God. Now, I don't plan to be long. In the next 30 minutes, I'll be done. So I need you to just try your best to focus. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, can we please put our phones on silent? Or switch it off. Now let's take it again from verse 1.
Verse 1. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men.
So Paul says, I exhort. In other versions, it says, I admonish. Now, that word exhort or to admonish, it means to give sincere advice. It means to encourage to do something. And it also means he's giving a warning. Are you understanding? So Paul is talking to the church. He says, I want to give you my honest and sincere advice. Or he's saying, I want to encourage you to do what I'm about to tell you. And what I'm saying is also a warning. Because if you don't do it, there are consequences. So, what is Paul advising the church to do? He says, first of all, supplications, prayers, and intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all men. In other words, if we summarize that, Paul says that as the church, we have the responsibility. He encourages us that we have to pray. Not just for ourselves. Not just for our problems. Not just for our families. But for all men. For human beings. For mankind. For your nation. For the people who live in this world. For the people who live in your generation. Paul says that you and I have the responsibility to pray for all men. Sometimes in scripture, the Bible will say that we have to pray for Christians. Sometimes it says we must pray for men of God. Sometimes, like when Jesus taught his disciples to pray. He said, we must pray that God, your kingdom must come. That your will must be done. But here specifically, there's a prayer that we are expected to pray. Where we pray for all men. In other words, whenever we do praying, either in your personal quiet time with God, different churches all over the world, in the groupings that we have in our churches, Bible studies, we must pray, not just for ourselves, but one of the topics should be, we are praying for all men, for humanity,
ubuntu,
for mankind. You'll understand very soon why Paul is saying all these things. Now, in my version, it says supplications must be made. Now, these supplications, it is pleadings.
Like,
yeah, pleadings. Going to plead before God for all men. And the word supplication means continued pleading until something happens. It means that we do not do this thing once. We do not hold one prayer and fasting. Then we are finished. But it's a continued responsibility within our lifetime, within our generation, that amongst every other thing we are praying for, every single day, we have to release prayer to God for all men.
Wababonke abantu.
Maybe you live here in Namapias.
Shambu shale mafias.
In extension 6.
S6.
In extension 3.
A3.
You have a responsibility
unomthwalo
to pray for your neighbors.
Ukuthandazela umakholana
wakho. You have a responsibility
unomthwalo
to pray for your street.
Ukuthandazela isitrato
sakho. You have a responsibility
unomthwalo
to pray for your community.
Ukuthandazela umphakathi wakho.
Just because you are a child of God.
Ngoba umntwana kaNkuluNkulunkulu.
And it's a responsibility that does not end. That must continue every day of your life. You pray for the children in your community. You pray for the men in your community. You pray for the women in your community. You pray for the schools in your community. We have a responsibility to pray for all men. Someone say all men.
Bonke abantu.
Then Paul says,
Upaulo uti.
First of all, he said, I exhort thee therefore that, first of all, supplications, then he says, prayers.
Mtandazo.
So, this word supplication is a prayer.
Unqosa umthandazo.
Is a type of praying.
Indlela yokuthandaza.
Then there's another, then he, over and above that, and he says, prayers.
Kukho konke uti imithandazo.
It's like he's repeating himself, but it's talking about prayer.
Hallelujah.
Turn with me quickly to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18.
Chapter 6, 18.
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints.
Praying always with what?
With all prayer.
With all prayer.
Ngokukhuleka konke nokunxusa.
Another version says, with all kinds of prayer.
Ngazo zonke izinhlobo zokukhuleka.
Are you understanding? One of the Bible scholars says, that We must pray all kinds of prayers. In other words, we have to pray public prayers. We have to pray private prayers. We have to pray all kinds of prayers in church. Before service, we must pray. After service, we must pray. In our Bible studies, we must pray. In our ministries, we must pray. We must hold fastings and prayers. We must hold night prayers. We must hold all night prayers. All kinds of prayers. Look at the emphasis that Paul is putting. This important task that he has given us to pray for all men. In other words, in every gathering that we have, whenever we pray, we must also include praying for all men. Hallelujah. And then Paul says that we must make intercessions. Intercessions is also prayer. But it's a different type of prayer. Hallelujah. I see you are waiting. Pastor, where are you going? So he says that we must pray for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Now Paul is beginning to explain why I'm giving you this advice, why I'm warning you. He says that if we don't pray for all men, if we don't pray for kings, if we don't pray for people in authority, then we will not live a quiet life. Let me explain what this means. I need some ladies here, but I need like a young one and older like that. Quickly, if you can come. Yeah, run, my. That's the young one I need. If you are taller than her, come. Come, sister. Come, ma'am. Mambandra, if you don't mind, if you can also join.
Amen.
If you could kindly face the congregation. Caroline, if you don't mind, if you can bring the young girl. I just want to make a little example. No, the smallest one.
Oh,
precious.
Yes, it's a precious.
Hey. If you can kindly stand here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right. So she has to carry her because she can't stand, you see.
So
just imagine just the little girl only.
Okay.
Now, the way that life is supposed to go, you are born. Alright. You become a toddler.
We are cooler.
Toddler.
We are cooler 40.
Teenager.
We are taller.
Adult. Adult. You understand? You go to school.
We are schooling.
You know? Primary.
A primary.
High school.
A secondary. A tertiary.
Yeah, Shata. You're getting married.
Amen.
And you become a grandmother and so on and so forth. Do you understand?
Amen.
Now, life is just supposed to go smoothly like this. So Paul says that If we do not pray for all men,
uma singathandazeli bonke abantu,
for kings,
amakhosi,
for those in authority,
yilabo abasekhundleni.
As life is progressing,
njengempilo iqhubeka nje,
it can become disturbed.
Ingaphazamuseka.
When you get here, trauma happens.
Mawufika lapha kuyaqala ukukhathazeka.
You get here, an accident happens.
Mawufika lapha ya ingozi ziyenzeka.
For example, some 3 years ago,
eminyakeni emithathu edlule,
there was COVID-19.
Bekune COVID-19.
It disturbed a lot of things.
Iphazamisa izinto eziningi.
So, for life to not have disturbances,
impilo ukuthi ingaphazamiseki,
to flow gradually,
ihambe ngendlela,
as expected,
njoma ngabe yayenziwe,
we have to pray for all men,
bonke abantu,
for kings,
makhosi,
and for those in authority.
Nalabo abasekhona.
If we don't want any kinds of disturbances,
uma singafuni into ezophazamisa,
to happen in the way. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying.
Ngicabanga uyezwa.
A lot of lives,
impilo eyiningi,
they start just some of us sitting here.
Bayithi nje abahleli khona la.
While in primary school,
ngenkathi uprimary,
just something happens.
Kwenzeka nje into.
That just
now I was anga
rocks your life in a negative way.
Washaya impilo ngenye indlela.
It disturbs the flow.
Yaphazamisa nendlela.
You see that someone who is meant to grow and be great,
uyabona ukumela khula abe mkhulu,
suddenly they have to off ramp,
jike jike kumela jike,
and they start suffering
aqale
because there was a disturbance
ngenxa
yokuphazamiseka at a certain point of life.
Lapha ehamba khona endleleni,
and such things happen a lot.
Izinto ezingaka zenzeka yonke indawo
because we are not alone in this earth.
Ngoba sikho sodwa kulomhlaba.
We living with all kinds of people.
Sihlala ngazo zonke inhlobo zabantu.
And if we don't pray for them,
monga bathandazeli futhi,
they'll be the same ones who bring disturbances.
Azoba yibo futhi abaphazamisayo.
At certain stages of our lives.
Empilweni zethu mayiqhubeka.
Tumela, there are people who are suffering.
Baba tumela khona abantu abasokolayo.
Not because they are bad.
Hayi ngoba babi.
But they live in an environment.
Ngoba bahlala kuleyo ndawo.
Where the leader is.
Lapho umholi wakhona eqinile inhloko.
In Sudan.
ESudan.
People were just living their lives.
Abantu bahlala impilo zabo.
And two gentlemen.
Amadoda amabili.
One is in charge of the army, the national army.
Hey, one iphethe zempi.
And the one started his own army.
Hey, nayo yakhe iqale yazo.
And they are fighting.
Bayalo.
Who will be in charge of the whole country?
Bano zogcina iphethe yonke lelizwe.
One day,
ngelinye ilanga,
they had a meeting.
Kuzoba kwaba nemhlangano.
And the one said,
omunye wathi,
we want your homemade army, if I can say that,
sifuna onke amasaya,
to come and integrate with the national army.
Izohlangana ne national.
And they agreed.
Bavumelana.
Then the one said, this thing must happen within the next 2 years.
Omunye wathi akwenzeke before kuphela iminyaka.
And the other one said, no, it must happen within 10 years.
Wathi omunye 10 years.
Yasuka.
Baqala. Kulukutukulutu.
Explosions. In one day, 180 people died.
Ngelanga lota ba 180.
Two human beings.
Ngabantu nje ababili.
That are arguing.
Abalwayo.
Just disturbed the lives of so many in that nation.
Waphazamisa sonke isimpilo zethu.
I hope you're understanding what I'm saying.
Ngicabanga uyazi uba ngithini.
We have to pray for all men.
Kumele sithandazele bonke abantu.
For kings.
Amakhosi.
And for those who are in authority.
Nalabo abasekhundleni.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Please put your hands together for them.
Ngiyabonga izandla bahlale phansi.
So all of us sitting here,
sonke sihleli lapha nje,
we are up to something.
Siphekwe into.
Someone is at school.
Omunye sesikoleni.
You are not just at school because you don't have anything to do.
Awukho esikoleni ngoba nakho ungazizokwenzani.
You are projecting a future. You want to get a job. You want to marry. You want to buy a house. You want to buy a car. You want to have children. You want to raise your children. You want to take your children to the best schools. So you've projected a certain future for yourself. Now, if there are too many disturbances on the way, there's a risk that that future may not take place. We all need time to get to our destiny. Now, if there's too many disturbances, then we may not get where we are supposed to get. And we may end up in other places that we never imagined. That someone like me, born in a family like I was born, with the education that I have and so on and so forth, I am now here. Disturbances can happen. So Paul says that to avoid such things, we must pray for all men. You must. We must pray for kings. Whether you are ANC, EFF, DA,
IFP.
IFP, I don't care what you are. You have a responsibility to pray for
Ramaphosa.
Because one day Ramaphosa might wake up. You know, in the Bible. In the Bible, a certain king made a party. In the New Testament, Herod. Now Herod was cheating with his brother's wife. And John the Baptist went to Herod and to the wife and said, so what you guys are doing is wrong. That woman hated John the Baptist for that. But Herod respected John the Baptist because he knew that this guy is talking the truth.
God, Herod, I'm respecting.
So one day Herod had a party. And he called the big men in the nation. And while they were enjoying themselves, he called the daughter of the woman she was cheating with. And she said, dance for me the way that you normally dance. And the young girl did her moves. I don't know what moves she was doing. I wish to see such moves that would make Herod say what he said. After the girl danced, Herod was so happy and pleased that he says, ask and I will give you anything, even up to half my kingdom. You don't understand what I just said. The guy was willing to give half of the country to a young girl just for dancing. Imagine waking up and now you have deputy president. Or I don't know what it would be called. Where Ramaphosa will say, now I'm the president. Limpopo, Gauteng, KZN belongs to me. And then he says, stand up. Western Cape, Northern Cape, Eastern Cape belongs to her. Imagine you just wake up on TV and she now owns half the country. Who are you, number one? Which school did you go to? What leadership credentials do you have? They've given you half the nation. Thank you, you may be seated. If we don't pray for all men, if we don't pray for kings, if we don't pray for those who are in authority, our lives will be disturbed. Then the next thing Paul says, he says, so that we may live a quiet and peaceable life.
Uthi khona sizophila ukuthula nempilo.
That word peaceable,
yilokho ukuthula.
It means to have rest.
Kusho ukuphumula.
For your life to be settled.
Empilweni yakho ukuthi ihlaliseke.
Hallelujah. Now sometimes
kwesinye isikhathi
there are things that can happen.
Kunezinto eingenzeka.
That causes people
okwenza abantu
to move around.
Bahambaze.
Not because they want to move.
Hayi ngoba kumele behambe.
But because there are things that are happening in their environment.
Ngoba khona izinto ezenzakalayo lokubona.
That are forcing them
ezibaphushayo
to move
ukuba bahambe.
I'll explain.
Ngizochaza.
In the book of Matthew chapter 2.
Encwadini kaMatthew.
Because of the same Herod.
Ngenxa yakhe yena lo Herod.
The Bible tells us.
IBhayibheli isitshela ukuthi.
That when Jesus was born.
Ngenkathi uJesu.
Suddenly a star appeared in heaven.
Inkanyezi yavela ezulwini.
And there were people who were called the Magi.
Kunabantu ababizwa ngoMagi.
Some version called them the wise men.
Babiza ngamadoda ahlakaniphile.
In the book of Daniel,
Encwadini kaDaniel.
The Bible tells us
iBhayibheli
that these are people who used to look at the stars and interpret the stars.
Bephinde bezisho.
So they could tell the future by looking at the stars.
Ngatshela ikusasa ngokubuka inkanyezi.
So one day as they were looking at the stars as they normally do, they suddenly saw a new star.
Babene inkanyezi entsha.
And to their shock, this star began to move.
Leyo inkanyezi yaqala yahamba.
And through strange powers,
ingalawo mandla,
they understood that a king is born.
Ukuthi inkosi izelwe.
And this star is symbolic of that king.
Lenkanyezi isho.
So they began to follow the star.
Baqala balandela inkanyezi.
And it led them
yabaze yabafikisa
to Herod.
Ku Herod.
When they got to Herod,
babefika ku Herod.
They said, "Sir, we have seen the star
sibone
inkanyezi. And we know that there is a king
ukuthi kunenkosi
that is born
ezelwe
in this area
kulendawo.
So we have come
kusizile la
so that we can, you know, show our honor to this king.
Sizobonisa ukuthembeka kulenkosi."
When Herod heard it,
ngenkathi u Herod ezwa,
he shook.
Waqhaqhazela.
He became afraid.
Waqala ukwesaba.
Because Israel was a religious country.
Ngoba uIsrael wayemncane.
They believed in prophetic things.
Sabe believela kuma prophet.
And so when the people hear,
ngenkathi abantu belapha,
that there is a king that is born,
kukhona inkosi ezayo,
they will remove him.
Bazomsusa.
And they'll start following this new king.
Baqale belandelele yankosi entsha.
To cut the long story short,
ukwenza kubeka fushane indaba.
He decided
wanquma
to kill
ukubulala
the child that was just born.
Abantwana bonke abaqedile.
Tell neighbor, say neighbor, we don't allow sleeping in church.
Asivume ukulala nje lelibandla. Hayi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so he took the decision to kill this
child yokubabulala bonke.
Who is supposedly a king?
Laba bazele.
Now I want you to think.
Ngifuna ucabange.
Mary and Joseph.
UMaria noJoseph.
Were just living their lives.
Babe iphilela impilo yabo.
Now because of a leader in the land that they were living in.
Ngenxa yomholi waleyo ndawo ebebekuyona.
Suddenly,
jikijiki.
When Joseph was sleeping,
ngenkathi uJoseph
an angel appeared before him.
Ngelozi yavela kuyena.
And said, "Brother,
yathi ndoda,
you better pack up your bags.
Ungathatha imthwalo yakho.
And run away and go to Egypt.
Ubaleke uye eGibhithe.
Because Herod,
ngoba Herod
is after the life of the child.
Ufuna impilo yalentwana."
Now, Joseph and Mary and Jesus.
UJoseph and Mary and Jesus.
Jesus was probably the age of Precious that you, the young child that you just saw. Now they just had to pack and go.
Kwakumele bemthathe bebaleke.
I can imagine Mary asking Joseph.
Cabanga uMaria ecela uJoseph.
Where are we going to sleep?
Siyolalaphi?
When we get there, what are we going to eat?
Masifika lapha na sodlala.
The life was just
impilo yavela
upside down in one day.
Iyahlangahlangana ngelanga elilodwa.
And they were forced to move from where they were living. And you can just imagine the difficulties that they experienced. You know, sometimes it's better, Sihle. When we are planning, say, next year, June, we are going to move. Then you can set your things in order and prepare and get ready. But if we must go now, many lives are like that. They're forced to move. There were people who were working in 2019, 2020. Life was smooth. I know some of my church members experienced that. COVID hit. You understand? The bosses at work. Ramaphosa said for 3 weeks you are sitting at home. So the bosses told the people, if you work, we get money. Then I can pay you. But now if you are sitting at home, there's no money coming in. How am I going to pay you? So the bosses said, no work, no pay. So after 3 weeks, some people expected that they will go back to work as usual. But certain industries were not allowed to continue trading as they were trading. Restaurants had to work up until a certain point. Suddenly they said, in a building, we only accept a certain number. Suddenly companies could not pay rent. Suddenly companies could not pay their employees. Suddenly people lost their jobs. They were sitting there, what do we have to do? And people were forced to move. Some went back home. Some went wherever they went to try and resurrect their life. I don't know if you understand. I hope you're understanding the importance of praying for all men, for kings, for those who are in authority. One of the burdens that I'm experiencing in this season of my life is to pray for nations, is to pray for presidents, is to pray for everyone who's in authority. Because the reality of this scripture has hit my heart. So, in all the things that I'm worried about, I'm praying about, I'm doing, at the back of my mind, there's this weight that I must pray for these people. Because if I don't, you see, we have started a church. Just like I show you the life of how life should be, the life of the church should also go like that. When COVID-19 hit, we were having church nicely. Oh, what were you singing? Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice, I say rejoice. Oh, we were rejoicing. I say rejoice. COVID yafi. And the school sent us a letter and said that no more churches, because we were meeting in a school. They said no more churches until further notice. That was 2020, around May, I think. Till today, Lerata, I'm waiting for the letter to say you can come back. Six months, no church. You can imagine what goes on in the mind. What should I do? By the grace of God, we came here. By the grace of God. Many churches, thousands and thousands of churches, had to close down. And it changes people's lives in a very negative way. So we must pray. And we must pray. And we must pray. Ask your neighbor, say, are you understanding? And then Paul says, in all godliness and honesty. When he talks about godliness, he's talking about devotion unto God. The ability to practice your faith. The ability to freely love and worship your God. The Bible is telling us that if we don't pray for all men, we don't pray for kings, we don't pray for those who are in authority. All authority means people who hold positions of high responsibility. Then there's a possibility that we may not be able to worship our God freely and love Him freely and practice our faith freely. If we enjoy loving God, we enjoy worshiping Him, we enjoy loving Him, we enjoy serving Him, then we must pray for all men, kings and those who are in authority. Otherwise, the simple thing of just coming to love Him here will suddenly become impossible. In all godliness and honesty. Now this word honesty is the one that touches me the most. One of its meanings is to love God with dignity. Or to lead your life with dignity. A respectful life. In other words, in the absence of the church becoming salt of the world, one of the things that we will lose, and that our communities will lose, is to have a dignified life. Because of those who are in authority in the day, my Savior and my Lord Jesus Christ, who had come here just because he was thinking about me. He was going around from synagogue to synagogue and teaching, healing the sick, casting out devils. He was just a pastor, Nkosiyam. But because of the leaders of the land, they took my Savior and they accused him falsely of all kinds of things. And he just stood there quietly. They even took him to another guy. And the other guy said, I've heard that you do miracles. And he said, just do one or two miracles, I want to see. And the Lord just kept quiet. They took him back to Pontius Pilate. They said, why you let her like
but him? This guy is crazy. Why you sent him here?
My Savior.
Inkosiyam.
Then Pontius Pilate, in his own wisdom, realized that this guy is innocent. And he brought a hardened criminal and put him next to Jesus. In fact, that criminal, he used to do heists. He used to. And while they were doing that job, they killed someone. So that guy was standing next to Jesus. And Pontius Pilate pointed at both of them. And they had a custom that once a year they would release a criminal. Which in some countries they still do.
Huh?
In America they do that.
America.
And there were some people in the crowd. They influenced everybody to say, we don't want, Jesus must,
hey,
we want Baraba, Eshi Baraba.
Baraba.
They said, we want our criminal.
But
we want him to come and rob us. And Pontius Pilate was forced to release Baraba. And he said, what can I do also to free this man? Because he's innocent. And he said, take him, let them beat him a little bit.
Ooh.
Hey.
The
Bible says that if Jesus would appear before you now, there's no beauty in him that you should desire him. They deformed him. Deformed. When they finish, they took his clothes and put him on the cross. Mapuna puna, naked. Spitting on him. They said, if you are the Son of God, we want to see, come out of the cross. Can you see that they were stripping him away from it? They're stripping away his dignity. If we don't stand in prayer, events can happen in our lives where our dignity will be removed. I know it's a heavy word that I'm saying. That's why Paul said, I'm giving you my sincere, honest advice. I really
want
to encourage you to do this. And he said, this is also a warning. If you want to live a quiet, peaceable, godly, and honest life, you have to pray for these people. Those of you who are working, do you like your job? Do you like at the end of the month,
you get small money?
I know you're complaining a lot when you see the money. But at least you are getting something. For that thing not to end, pray for your
company.
Pray for your boss. Pray for your colleagues. Because one day the boss can say, I'm
tired.
So, okay, come for a meeting. I am selling my business. And I'm going to live in Dubai. I love you. Bye.
Good night.
You'll be there with a question mark.
Uzosala na question mark.
So you better pray. You better pray.
Tandaza.
I know the same boss. You don't like him because
same boss is abusing you, don't like him.
Yeah. But pray for him or her. Because at least you can buy bread at the end of the month. When your shoe is finishing, you can go buy another one. So pray. It's difficult to pray for people you don't like. But you better pray for them because you may cry. Some time ago, there are some people who took my name. Do you have a plastic that doesn't have anything? Let's imagine this is my name. And this is my name. One time, I was minding my business. And the Lord came to me. And he told me that one of these people who are taking my name is going to die. I want you to pray for them. I said, who? I said, I can't. I told my wife, I told Mom Ruth. I said, this is what God is saying. And I said, I don't feel like praying for that person. I don't. And I can't even remember what she said, but she just pray. And I felt weak when she said that. Because this is my name. I went on my knees. I told God, I said, what I'm about to do is tough. But for you, I will pray. And as far as I know, he's alive and living till today. So your boss, is better. Yeah? Is not rubbishing your name. Pray for him. Pray for her.
Ithandazele.
Yeah. Come on, get Joel.
Vermut.
Pray for him.
Ithandazele.
Pray for him. Masilela.
Ithandazele.
Ithandazele.
Pray for him.
He's the only one, yeah.
Jewel.
Baning.
There are many.
Yeah. Whoever is your jewel, pray for him or her.
Pray for Mtandazel.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I hope you understand the word of God to you today. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't want to be a prophet of doom.
Prophet.
But I sense in my heart something is coming. Let's pray. You are the salt of the world. You are the light of the world. This world is decaying. We can't stop that. But let it not finish in our time. Not in our time. Pastor, but you know me, I even praying, listen. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Just open your mouth and talk to God. He will hear you. Let's rise to our feet. Put your hands together for the Lord. Oh, somebody, put your hands together for the Lord.
For listening to the powerful word of God. We hope you are blessed by this message. For more inquiries, go to www.healingfireministries.org or email us at info@healingfireministries.com or call at 072-5912-858. May God be with you.